News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Hurricane Melissa, currently a Category 2 storm targeting the Bahamas today after hitting Cuba overnight and delivering a devastating blow to Jamaica when it made landfall yesterday on the island's west coast. ABC's Ike Ajachi is in Kingston.
Jamaican officials saying St. Elizabeth Parish is underwater. 75 patients had to be moved from a hospital after it lost power and sustained damage to the roof. The infrastructure is severely compromised, with more than a half a million Jamaicans without power. That's about 77% of the island.
A spokesperson for the U.S. Southern Command says a team is being sent to assess damage caused by Melissa. President Trump, though, would have to sign off on diverting any military or government assets to provide hurricane assistance. President Trump in South Korea today, his latest stop on his Asia visit. Tomorrow, President Trump meets with China's leader, with trade and tariffs at the top of the agenda. And the Fed board wrapping up its policy meeting today and will announce its decision on interest rates. This is ABC News.
You're listening to 107.7 WRCE, home for Matinee on Air, weekdays from 9 to 11 a.m.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
This is Robert Pilot, host of Native Roots Radio. On our show, we talk about Native issues like treaties, protecting Mother Earth, and holding our elected officials accountable. You'll also hear from Turtle Island voices like Arvina Martin, State Representative Heather Keeler, Ruth Anna Buffalo, Dr. Anthony Stately, State Senator Mary Kunish, Robert Lilligren, and Bob Blake. Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Native Roots Radio, weeknights at 8 on your local Civic Media radio station.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Right up there on the list of stupid. The President of the United States decided to lay off 1,000 people or so at the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Dr. Kristen Lierley.
They weren't laid off strategically. They were laid off haphazardly. J.D. Vance himself admitted that it's chaotic.
Nothing screams competent government like laying off the people who respond to Ebola.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. Weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
I was stuck in a state of panic and endless rituals, so I made the call.
Mental health care works when you make the call. Visit mentalhealthcareworks.org. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
You're listening to 107.7 WRCE, home of the Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m.
The Bucks beat the Knicks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks with a win at home, 121-111 over the New York Knicks. Another big night for Giannis Antetokounmpo, leading with 37 points, 8 rebounds, 7 assists. NFL, the Packers and the Steelers game drew 28 million viewers, one of the highest rated games in the history of Sunday Night Football. So what did it mean for Jordan Love to have such a strong performance against Aaron Rodgers?
Well, I think it's pretty meaningful. And I think that speaks also to the respect that we have for a guy like Aaron Rodgers and the guys that were here and were able to witness and see what how he would perform, not only on the Sundays, but also, like, you know, in practice and all that. But yeah, Jordan's shown a ton of growth. We have a ton of confidence in him, and I thought he played a complete game.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with Sports on Mike Clemens.
You're listening to 107.7 WRCE, home for the Todd Allball Show, weekday afternoons from 2 to 4.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A mostly sunny Wednesday afternoon. Northeast winds between 10 and 20 miles per hour, with highs in the mid and upper 50s. Tonight, look for mostly clear skies. Lows will drop back into the lower 30s. Thursday, partly sunny, low to mid 50s. It's 50 at our studios.
The dunks.
Driving down the lane to the rim, and he rips it down with a right hand.
The daggers.
Got it! Had a foul! Good job, Blackwell is feeling.
Exclamation points.
Jack on the run down the lane to the rim, and he saves it down.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Good again! And that's 100 for the Wisconsin Badgers.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Winter for three straight on straight in.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Maggie Dawn.
5 o'clock, I'm joined by Rachel LaCasse Ford. She's a mom of two and a small business owner. She discusses her personal struggles to find affordable health care and what the ACA subsidies mean to her and her family.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6. This is News from the Center, WRCE.
Is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, welcome to our second hour. This is really interesting. We're seeing now some signs that not only are increasingly, as I wrote today in my op-ed and over on Daily Kos, not only is Trump starting to be perceived as weak, the cracks are starting to show, and we're only 10 months into his administration. It kind of reminds me of George W. Bush with the Katrina. That was the moment when everybody thought, maybe this guy isn't who we thought he was. You know, he's not the strong, tough guy. He's just a whatever. That photo of him, you know, flying and, you know, over and looking down, it just blew up in his face. So not only is Trump looking weaker, but there are some Democrats who are looking much, much stronger, and the base, the Democratic base, is saying, we want more of that, which would be Zora Mamdani and Bernie Sanders and AOC and Graham Plantner, I think his name is. You know, the candidate, the Senate candidate in Maine, who did a great interview with Jen Psaki last night. Although I was disappointed that she didn't really start asking him policy questions. I mean, it was all about, tell me about your Nazi tattoo. And he's like, it's a skull and crossbones. I was in the military. You know, skull and crossbones have been used since the pirate days. Come on, give me a break. My language, not his. He was much more contrite. But I think it's much ado about nothing, frankly. But that said, progressives are starting to say, or Democrats are starting to say, we want to go back to FDR. We want to go back to Lyndon Johnson. We want to go back to John and Robert Kennedy. We want to go back to Democrats who are actually believers in an active government that produces a strong middle class. We have been watching for 44 years as the Republican Party with Reaganomics and Democrats going along with it, specifically Bill Clinton and Barack Obama, not Joe Biden. Joe Biden broke the mold. He broke away from Clintonistas of, you know, from the Clinton worldview and the Obama worldview and said, no, I'm going to go back to LBJ and Franklin Roosevelt. And he did a spectacular job. It's just that nobody knew it because he was so incompetent at communicating it, as apparently was his press secretary, who is now out there complaining, Karine Jean-Pierre, who I always thought was just, you know, really something. I was always very impressed by her. And she's now saying, well, I'm not a Democrat anymore. Quack, quack, quack. And I'm like, come on. Let's just, you know, let's own our mistakes and move on. But anyhow, Jennifer Welsh is a progressive podcast host. It's called I've Had It, her podcast. And she says, if you think the Zoran thing is happening just in New York City, and you think people are waking up only in New York City, you are mistaken. So listen up, Democratic establishment. You either jump on board with this crap or we're coming after you in the same way we're coming after MAGA, period. Stop taking AIPAC money. Go on. I'm sorry. I took AIPAC money atonement tour if you want to. I'm sorry I took AIPAC money atonement tour if you want to stay in power. Stop missing out on these big rallies. Hakeem and Chuck should have been front and center introducing the mayor of New York City, but no, they wouldn't. They wouldn't show up because they're. I guess we can use this word referring to small cats. They're pussies. She said it. You know, they're pussies that are beholden to the same corporations that helped Donald Trump get elected, and this is just an embarrassment. She says kudos to Bernie Sanders and AOC for the support of Mamdani. I agree on all points. And meanwhile, look at what's happening in New York City. Michael Bloomberg, who talked about running for president as a Democrat and had a fair amount of support at one point, is aggressively backing Andrew Cuomo in New York State. You know, the guy accused of all kinds of weird things, not the least of which was the way he was treating women. And has just poured money into this anti-Mamdani campaign. It's wild. Mamdani has received the support of only two billionaire spenders who contributed $270,000 to outside PACs. 62 billionaires, and descendants of billionaire families as of October 14th have contributed over one-third, $18.7 million, of all of the outside expenditures involved in the race, according to Americans for Tax Fairness. And Michael Bloomberg is leading the anti-Mamdani charge, having personally donated $8.3 million to the main super PAC backing Cuomo. In addition to taxing corporations, Mamdani says he wants a rent freeze, affordable housing, city-owned grocery stores, fare-free buses, no-cost child care, building out of renewable energy on public lands, and raising the minimum wage to $30 by 2030. And he's also promised to stand up to Donald Trump. This is good stuff. This is what Democrats need to be doing. Mamdani, AOC, Bernie Sanders, Graham Plantner, all these people who are saying, you know, we're going to go back to the foundation of the Democratic Party. And I'm frankly astonished that it's never discussed in these terms. But, you know, Michael Bloomberg is trying to do to Mamdani the same thing that basically the Clinton machine did to Bernie Sanders. And it was a crime when they did it to Bernie, and it's a crime now that Michael Bloomberg is doing this to Mamdani. But basically it shows the schism within the Democratic Party, and it's between the portion of the Democratic Party that sucks up to billionaires and big money, and the portion of the Democratic Party that says, no, we need to have an America, a political party that is here for all of the people, that is here for not just the rich people, but the middle class and the poor people, that is here for people of all races, of all gender identities, of all ethnicities, of all religions, of all geographic regions, of all job types, whether they're farmers or construction workers or scientists or whatever, we're here for them. As opposed to the Republican Party that is basically just here for angry white men, pathetically angry white men, I would add. I get their anger. They've been screwed, but they don't realize that it's Reaganism that screwed them. So it's kind of pathetic that, brown people taking my jobs, women taking my jobs, black people taking my... No. It was Ronald Reagan and George Herbert Walker Bush and George W. Bush and Donald Trump. They're the ones who screwed you, Republican men. And you need to figure it out. Speaking of Graham Plantner, yeah. He was on Jen Psaki's show last night, and he says, the tattoo thing I've had for 20 years, I've gone through multiple security clearances, never came up. He says, a stylized skull and crossbones. Stylized skull and crossbones are very popular with military units for obvious reasons. And as I pointed out, I mean, they've been around forever. This is, you know, it's the pirate flag. It's not, just because the Nazis used it for the SS caps, you know, the Totenkopf, the dead cat, the dead head is, you know, what that translates to from German into English. You know, Toten, dead, Kopf, head. Doesn't mean it's exclusively a Nazi symbol. It's an old pirate symbol. And, you know, guys in the military are very fond of those kind of things. And he was a Marine. I mean, the Marines are like, you know, they're the good guys opposite the pirates, right? They're out on the sea. So I just, you know, these Democrats who are, you know, oh, we have to have Janet Mills, the former governor, or maybe she's the current governor. You know, we have to, you know, even though she's, what, 77 years old, we have to, you know, the gerontocracy is good. You know, they know how to work with the big corporations and the wealthy people. And, you know, they're going to be moderate and they're not going to raise taxes. And, you know, everything will be good. No. No. We have a fascist who is tearing this country down, who is supported by a bunch of fascist billionaires who will openly tell you that they don't think women should vote. They don't think there should be a welfare state at all. There should be no supports for the American middle class. They want to take our economy back to the way it was in 1900, when about 12% of us were in the middle class. And that was the doctors and lawyers, basically the professional class. That was the middle class, period. Everybody else was poor, other than the top 1%. That's what they want to take us back to. They want to roll back. They're privatizing Medicare with Medicare Advantage. They're talking about destroying Social Security. It's going to, you know, start running out of money in 6 years, and they're gleefully rubbing their hands. They want to, they've already, you know, the big beautiful bill cut $1 trillion out of Medicaid. They've cut off food stamps now for 42 million people, the majority of them children, or a near majority of them children. I mean, this is what the Republicans want. They want us to be poor and frightened and angry with each other. It's divide and conquer. It's classic divide and conquer. It's the rich dude sitting in front of a giant plate of cookies, and the black guy and the white guy sitting in front of a plate with one cookie each, and the rich dude is saying to the white guy, look out, that black guy wants your cookie. That's what's going on. That's the GOP's strategy, pure and simple. And I don't think it's going to work. I mean, I might be wrong, but I really believe we are in a progressive moment right now. And that, frankly, we have been since 2008. You know, there's a reason I think that Barack Obama campaigned as a progressive on single-payer health insurance and won. Now, he didn't govern it so much as a progressive, but he campaigned as a progressive. I mean, he did some good stuff. I mean, I'm not totally trashing him, but neoliberalism, we just need to leave it behind.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
And put together a platform that really does put the American middle class and poor people first. So what if I told you most collagen products aren't just a waste of money? They're loaded with toxins that could lead to skin issues, heart problems, and even cognitive decline. Scary, but it's true. See, collagen is the most abundant protein in your body, and your natural supply drops as you age. That's why so many people your age are turning to collagen to relieve joint pain, rebuild bones, and even look years younger. But here's the catch. You have to know what to look for, or you could end up doing more harm than good. Before you buy another tub from Amazon or your local store, go check out the top 5 collagen warnings every American needs to see, along with a special offer. It's a quick read that could save your health and your wallet. Right now, get a special bundle deal at a fraction of the retail price, plus free shipping. This offer is only available at getnativepath.com/Hartman. That's www.getnativepath.com/Hartman with two N's at the end. www.getnativepath.com/Hartman.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation just announced the official start date for one of its biggest ever construction projects, the I-94 East-West Project, which will reconstruct and widen a 3.5-mile stretch of interstate highway in the city of Milwaukee and Milwaukee County. This is a massive project with an estimated cost of more than $1.7 billion. And with this official start date announced, also came estimates for how long this will take. Construction is expected to last until 2033. At the Recombobulation Area, this project is something we've covered extensively, including with an award-winning four-part series called Expanding the Divide. It might be worth revisiting that series and considering how unnecessary and expensive an extra lane is, and how in southeastern Wisconsin, we're going to be dealing with construction and delays for the next 8 years in order to shave a few minutes off suburban commute times while the city streets and city problems go ignored once again.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
My name's John Driscoll, proud member of the Patriotic Millionaires. When I was CEO at CareCentrix, I doubled entry-level wages. The impact? Productivity went up, turnover went down, and the company was successful. When employees are off the clock, they're real consumers, the consumers that drive the economy with their spending. By paying employees a fair wage, we're actually helping out all of us in giving our economy the best chance to succeed. I'm John Driscoll, I'm a Patriotic Millionaire, and I approve this message.
As veterans, we're no strangers to helping others.
That's what we were taught, service before self.
But we do have one question for the veterans listening.
When is the last time you reached out for help?
If you or someone you know needs resources, whether it's for stress, finances, employment, or mental health, don't wait. Reach out.
Find more information at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
Listen to the Civic Media exclusive podcast, Busted Pencils.
I mean, that comes naturally for me, Jacob, as a blue-collar scholar. I really love knowing, hey, what are the skills I need to complete the job? And how can I be the very best? I really think that we owe it to the next generation. And I don't even mean just young people, but anybody thinking about, hey, I'm going to change my career pathway. I think we owe it to them to say, well, here are the experts in your industry.
Subscribe to Busted Pencils wherever you listen to podcasts.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. So, tell me the truth. How many different beauty potions do you have sitting on your bathroom counter right now, eh? Well, if it's more than just Vibrant Super C Serum, listen up. The ingredients in this one bottle can replace your day creams, eye creams, night creams, neck creams, wrinkle creams, and your dark spot reducers. Made in the USA with the highest quality ingredients, including vitamin C, hyaluronic acid, vitamin B5, and vitamin E, Super C Serum delivers noticeable results. Louise swears by it. She loves it. Simplify your skincare routine, get a healthier complexion, and minimize wrinkles and age spots with Vibrance. And if you don't find it better than your current skincare routine, you'll get a full refund. Go to Vibrance.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, to save up to 37% off and get free shipping. That's Vibrience. It's spelled V-I-B-R-I-A-N-C-E. Kind of phonetically, right? Vibrience.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, to save up to 37% off and get free shipping on Super C Serum, this magical stuff complete with hyaluronic acid. Vibrience.com/Tom.
A man stands in the shadow, selling off the dream. He smiles for the cameras with his hand out to the sky, while the workers sweep the floor and the truth rolls by. Oh, the thief in the ballroom, dancing in the light, counting points. But it's just greed in a tux at the Golden Gate. He says, don't blame me, I'm the chosen one. While he pockets every promise, every lie he spun.
24 minutes past the hour. Welcome back. Marjorie Taylor Greene, the the increasingly rational voice of the GOP, which is astonishing. She called out Mike Johnson yesterday. She said, this was a post on X where he was talking about something. And she says, you left out, he was talking about the meeting that he had with the Republicans. And she said, you left out that I said I have no respect for the House not being in session, passing our bills, the president's executive orders. And I demand to know from Speaker Johnson what the Republican plan for health care is to build the off ramp of Obamacare and the ACA tax credits to make health insurance affordable for Americans. Yeah. John Thune is apparently Johnson said Steve Scalise, the Republican from Louisiana, excuse me, pardon me, the guy who campaigned saying he was David Duke without the hood, is working with the heads of three committees to develop a Republican health care plan. Yeah, right. The Republican health care plan is Obamacare. It is the Affordable Care Act. It was put forward by the Heritage Foundation back in the 1980s. During, I believe it was the George Herbert Walker Bush presidency, it might have even been Reagan, a Republican senator introduced this legislation. It got, Lawrence O'Donnell was talking about this last night, it got shot down by Republicans in the Senate. There were two Republicans who were in favor of it. I think Lincoln Chafee from Rhode Island was one of them. They got nothing else. The Affordable Care Act is the Republican, or was the Republican health care plan. And Obama took it and said, okay, I'll do this. And, you know, it benefits principally big insurance companies. The Democrats need, the group that needs a health care plan are the Democrats. They need to come up with, and I think Bernie Sanders has already provided them with a very, very good template, with a national health care system that resembles Canada's. Canada's works very well. I get calls from Canadians all the time. Every time somebody comes on and says, oh, in Canada, you have to wait forever to get your knees replaced. Well, in America, you have to wait forever to get your knees replaced. If you have an emergency in Canada, you get seen right away, no problem. Or if you have a regular doctor's appointment, you can get seen relatively soon. We need, and they pay half of what we pay. Now, you're going to lose a whole bunch of people who are making literally billions of dollars by screwing us. They're going to get left out in the cold. But hey, life goes on, right? Your call's up next. Stick around.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Next up, Mike in Madison, Wisconsin. I'll be picking up your calls right on the other side of the break. Dr. Jonathan Greenberg is here with us today. He's one of the leading sleep doctors in our country, biomedical engineer, and he's the inventor of Zyppa, Z-Y-P-P-A-H, or Happy Z spelled backwards. So tell me, Doc, what actually causes people to snore?
You know, Tom, that's a great question, and thanks for having me. Snoring is all about the tongue. When you go to sleep, your muscles relax. Your tongue is one of the biggest, strongest muscles in the body. And so when you fall asleep, your tongue relaxes. And then, of course, when you're lying on your back, gravity is pushing the tongue backwards. Same thing with alcohol. Alcohol is a muscle relaxant. We all know that. So, again, we drink alcohol, it gets worse. And then the last item that kind of really punctuates this is, I didn't snore when I was younger, but as I'm getting older, now I'm snoring, or my wife is snoring, my husband is snoring. And again, what happens when we get older? We lose muscle tone. So everything points to the fact that it's all about the tongue. We keep the tongue from falling back, and we win.
Amazing. So Zyppa, your invention, has a 91% success rate. Why is it that Zyppa is so much better at stopping snoring than pretty much anything else?
Since it's all about the tongue, what we created was what I call a seatbelt for the tongue. It's a silicone strap that keeps the tongue from falling back. So just like a seatbelt, if you're behaving, no big deal. You don't even notice it's there. But if the tongue starts misbehaving, going to the back of the throat, where it'll start to block the airway, cause snoring, that's when the tongue strap is going to be in its way, it won't be able to do it. And that's why we have that great success rate. Go to our website. It's ZYPPAH.com, ZYPPAH.com, which is happy Z spelled backwards because it's happy sleep. And we're going to donate $10 to the Susan G. Komen Fund for the research.
That's marvelous. Dr. Greenberg, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you for having me.
Go to ZYPPAH.com and use that code PINK today, or text PINK to 511-511.
A proposed data center project in Janesville is drawing pushback from community members who say they've been left in the dark about key details. I'm Stephanie Hoff for the Midwest Farm Report, and we'll talk with a group pushing back after this.
Dairy pumps that were designed more than 50 years ago do not meet today's large dairy farm requirements. Bopeller pumps by McFinn Technologies were born and patented this century. With a unique and innovative design that ensures gentle, low shear pumping, along with efficient, high capacity, and long seal life. Bopeller pumps for all your applications will ensure your dairy is operating with 21st century technology. Bopeller is American innovation. Contact your dealer today.
Cassandra Pope is the organizer of the No Janesville Data Center Group. She says environmental impacts are among the biggest worries, from unknown water usage and increased air pollution to potential noise and light disturbances from constant humming and bright lights.
So from what I've heard from the community, their biggest concerns are the environmental and health impacts, the rise in utility bills, the lack of permanent jobs, loss of property value, and just the uncertainty overall of the industry in and of itself. Even if we don't want a data center, regardless of what's in those proposals, we don't know what we're fighting against. We don't know who it is. We don't know what the details are. We know absolutely nothing. And this is on city property, and I feel like the community has a right to know where our tax dollars are going.
Do you have a data center proposed near you? If so, we want to hear about it. Let us know through the Midwest Farm Report app. Our new app allows you to submit photos, videos, or comments right to us. You can download it for free through your Google Play or App Store. We'll take a look at the midday markets after this.
There goes Pam Yonke across Wisconsin in her suburban truck. Thanks to Equity Livestock Cooperative, marketing your livestock, financing your operation, and supporting the livestock community since 1922. And to Cleary Building Corp. Cleary Building Corp. Built with pride before the shamrock is applied. Explore clearybuilding.com today. Keep up with Pam at MidwestFarmReport.com and on Facebook and Instagram.
Wednesday from Chicago, grain markets are trading lower, with December new crop corn down 0.75 cents at 4.31 1/4, November new crop soybeans down 0.75 cents at 10.77 1/2, and cash wheat also down 0.75 cents, trading at 5.28 1/4. July 2026 new crop wheat is down 4.25 cents at 5.65 a bushel. Class 3 milk contracts are mixed, with November milk down 12 cents at 17.72 a hundredweight, the December milk contract up 12 cents at 1725. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Stephanie Hoff.
107.7 WRCE, news from the center and home for the Todd Allball Show, Monday through Friday from 2 to 4.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A mostly sunny Wednesday afternoon. Northeast winds between 10 and 20 miles per hour, with highs in the mid and upper 50s. Tonight, look for mostly clear skies. Lows will drop back into the lower 30s. Thursday, partly sunny, low to mid-50s. Currently, 52 degrees.
Don't act like that. Don't wear that. Don't think that. I've heard everything you tell yourself every time you felt different. And I want you to know that you can be vulnerable and powerful. That taking care of your mind is taking care of everyone you love and who loves you. Love your mind. Find mental health resources at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
For your support. Share the Tom Hartman Program with your friends. Our podcast, The Hartman Report, is absolutely free and available wherever fine podcasts are available. And the entire three-hour podcast is available over at TomHartman.com. One. What if I told you most collagen products aren't just a waste of money? They're loaded with toxins that could lead to skin issues, heart problems, even cognitive decline. Scary, but it's true. See, collagen is the most abundant protein in your body, and your natural supply drops as you age. That's why so many people your age are turning to collagen to relieve joint pain, rebuild bones, even look years younger. But here's the catch. You have to know what to look for. You could end up doing more harm than good. Before you buy another tub from Amazon or your local store, go check out the top five collagen warnings every American needs to see, along with a special offer. It's a quick read that could save your health and your wallet. Right now, get a special bundle deal at a fraction of the retail price, plus free shipping. This offer is only available at getnativepath.com/Hartman. That's getnativepath.com/HARTMANN for that special bundle deal at a fraction of the retail price, free shipping, and the top five collagen warnings every American needs to see at getnativepath.com/Hartman with two N's.
America, the rich are still hungry. They crawl from Wall Street graves at night, dressed in gold, in greed, in fright. They feast on wages, hopes and prayers. Zombie billionaires in tailored flares. They whisper growth while stealing shares. They drink our sweat. They sell
it's
our air. They feed on fear. Champagne and shares. Undead billionaires in suits that glare. They rise from dead. They rule despair. Zombie billionaires everywhere. They hoard their coins.
36 minutes past the hour. Yes, it is Halloween week. And they are... I'm told I'm going to have to wear a costume on Friday. Oh, well. Mike in Madison, Wisconsin. Hey, Mike, thanks for sitting on hold so long. I appreciate it. What's on your mind today?
I was watching CNN with Abby Phillips last night, and this was on it. A small Florida company called Unusual Machines has won a contract from the Pentagon to build 3,500 drone motors and drone parts. Donald Trump Jr. is a large shareholder in that company, leading some to question the ethics of the contract.
Surprise, shares of the surprise.
Company, it says shares of Unusual Machines jumped after the contract was announced, the $80 million. Unusual Machines brought in Trump Jr. as an advisor late last year and gave him 200,000 shares of the company that's valued at $4 million. The president's son got involved with the company through Unusual Machines' close relationship with the investment bank Dominary Securities. That bank is headquartered in Trump Tower in New York City. Hmm. Recently hired both Trump Jr. and Eric Trump as paid advisors. More corruption by Trump and the Trump crime family with no congressional oversight.
Yeah. And no media oversight, Mike. I mean, you know, you might have seen a little clip of this with Abby Phillips on CNN, but I guarantee it's not on the front page of the New York Times like it would be if it had been one of Biden's kids.
Exactly. It's just so the hypocrisy of the Republican Party is ridiculous.
Or one of Obama's kids. If one of the, if Sasha or Malia is her name, if they had.
So you got Melania Trump. You got Melania Trump's corruption. You got Barron Trump's insider trader corruption. You got the whole family's corrupt.
Yep. Yep. I agree. It's mind-boggling.
No one's talking about it on TV hardly, you know?
Yeah, and this is how oligarchs roll. I mean, this is when you get a tin pot dictator who takes over a country, the first thing they do is loot the country.
and, you know, for their own benefit and that of their family. And that's exactly what the Trump crime family is doing. You're absolutely right. And that's why all these Republicans refer to the Biden crime family. You know, it's all projection. Whatever they do, they accuse the other people of doing. It's nuts.
Also, I talked to you a month ago about Acrid Trader and J.D. Vance.
Mm-hmm.
J.D. Vance, he supplied the seed money for that.
Mm-hmm.
He owns the app for Acrid Trader.
Hmm. That,
you should dig into Acrid Trader.
I remember that conversation, and I'm going to make a note this time because it just went in one ear and out the other. A-C-R-E?
Google it.
Trader.
Like an acre of land.
Right, got it.
An acre of land, A-C-R-E. Just Google it. It'll come up. 20 articles will come up.
Got it. Mike, thanks for the tip.
Thanks
I appreciate it.
Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, always a pleasure. Tony, Long Island. Hey, Tony, what's up?
Hey, how you doing, Tom?
I'm great, but I'll get better, Tony. What's on your mind today?
I hope we all get better, right?
I hope so.
I was curious. I saw a from Paul Krugman yesterday. He had a Substack article, and it referred to, I believe it was, how America is starving due to the Epstein files.
Yes.
And what he was referring to was the fact that Congress would have to come back into session in order to release that $6.8 billion in funding. However, they're not going to allow that to happen because once Congress comes back into session, they would have to bring in the new Arizona elect.
Right, Adelita Grijalva. And by the way, it's not the $6 billion. The $6 billion contingency fund that USDA has for food stamps will only last about 3 weeks. They would have to come back into session just to refinance the entire food stamp program. You're right.
Oh, okay. He was alluding to the fact that Congress would need to
USDA can release that $6 billion right now, but it'll only last 3 weeks.
Okay. And, I was interested, just out of curiosity, I hope you don't get freaked out. I was listening to your new book that was getting pumped out there. It was like, I think the name of it is Screwed.
Oh, Screwed is one of my Screwed was published in 2001, but I think it's one of the best books I've written. It's a great book.
Yeah. So it was being pushed out there, and I turned around, and my wife was looking at me, and the way the guy pushed it out there was, "Get Screwed by Tom Hartman." And I'm like, I want that, hon. Yeah. Like, you ever even changed your wife?
We used to have that ad. I don't know if we're still running that ad, but I always thought that ad was funny. It's, in fact, Larry Flint, when that book came out in 2001, Larry Flint was publishing Hustler magazine. He was still alive. And they contacted me and said, we'd like an excerpt from the book. And I gave them one of the chapters, and they published it in Hustler magazine. And on the cover, it says, "Get Screwed by Tom Hartman," on the cover of Hustler magazine. Back in 2001.
I had a crack up. I guess I hadn't heard it in so long. And then all of a sudden, we were driving in the car. We were going to dinner. And that came up. And I'm like, I want that. And she goes,
"Yeah,
what's wrong with you?"
It's a great book.
Oh, no.
It's a great book.
That came out wrong,
Screwed.
But I still want that book.
It's probably the best book I've written about, you know, how the Republicans, screwed the middle class. And I started, you know, with the story of my dad. And go from there. But Tony, thanks for a trip down memory lane. Appreciate it.
I'm sorry about that. I hope I didn't take you down the wrong road.
Oh no. I'm quite proud of it. Tony, thank you.
Okay, you have a great day.
You too, John in Minneapolis. Hey, John, what's on your mind today?
I wanted to talk about lies and propaganda, and, you know, why it is that some people prefer lies, even when presented with the truth. And one political strategist said, well, you have to, in order to get those people that are resistant to the truth, you have to show that it's going to, you know, harm them, the policy that it's going to harm them.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really difficult to do. And I know you said in 1988 you were in the end of the Soviet Union. I was there too. And propaganda works. I mean, when Stalin died, I think people were just out in the streets and weeping and, yep. and carrying on, yep. even though 40 million people, estimate, were murdered by him. So why is it, you know, I mean, you might have, you probably have thought of this very deeply. Why is it from an anthropological, sociological, psychological view and a moral view that people often prefer a lie? As soon as I find out something is untrue, I change my mind because I pride myself in wanting to know the truth. But that's not the case with many people. So I just wanted to ask you that question.
I'm reading a book right now titled The Hitler Mind, The Mind of Adolf Hitler, I believe it's called. No, it's not that. That's Charles Lager's book. It's by a British historian. Do you have his name, Sean?
It's The Nazi Mind.
The Nazi Mind. Thank you very much.
Oh, okay.
And I'm about halfway through it right now. And, you know, hang on just a second. I'm trying to get the guy's name here, and because it's just absolutely brilliant. Here it is. It's by Lawrence Rees, R-E-E-S. In fact, we reached out to him, and we're trying to get him to come on the program. 12 Warnings from History is the subtitle. And basically what he lays out, at least as much as I've read of the book so far, is that Goebbels and Hitler were very successful in tapping into the tribalism that's wired into our DNA as a survival mechanism from evolution, you know, to create this polar us versus them. And that us versus them is the essential ingredient to establish something that could ultimately end up as the Holocaust. But over the short term, at least, is a short and quick path to power. And Hitler himself, and then Goebbels said it, you know, a little more elegantly later, but Hitler himself said, you know, the key is to, it doesn't matter if something's true or not, key is how often you repeat it. And that's why you see Trump, you know, constantly talking about how he won the 2020 election, quack, quack, quack. So, yeah. I think that's how it happened.
Because propaganda works, obviously.
Propaganda does work.
The more you repeat a lie,
And that's why starting in the 1980s, starting with radio stations and then with television, when Reagan gave Rupert Murdoch citizenship, fast-tracked his citizenship, that's why starting in the 1980s, the GOP-aligned billionaires started buying media properties and why they're still doing it like there's no tomorrow. And Democrats need to figure this out. John, thanks for the call. Great one. 47 minutes past the hour.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Wow, it looks like Jamaica just got wiped out by this hurricane. This is going to be a humanitarian catastrophe. Back with more of your calls.
Night's sleep. Ugh, boy. Whew. I got a letter from the IRS yesterday, and I just couldn't sleep. Man, I'm dying here. Somebody help me.
IRS problems affect more than just your finances. If you're ready to take back control of your life and you owe more than $10,000, you need to call the Tax Doctor. Their expert staff can immediately protect you from the IRS and state collectors and get you the best possible tax settlement guaranteed. The IRS has recently released new programs geared in helping struggling taxpayers, where you may qualify to settle your tax debt and wipe out up to 85% or more of what you currently owe. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call the Tax Doctor right now. See if you qualify to pay less.
800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. That's 800-554-0206.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Hi, I'm Chuck McDowell, the timeshare cancellation guy. In 2011, I founded Wesley Financial Group with one goal in mind, to help honest folks out of their timeshares permanently. Today, I run Wesley with my two sons, a real family business, treating every client and every employee like we'd want our own family treated. That philosophy has helped us grow into the largest, most trusted timeshare cancellation company in the United States. Fortune magazine even recognized us as one of the best places to work. Why? Because we genuinely care. In fact, some of our former clients were so moved by their experience working with us, they joined our team so they could help others to timeshare freedom. If you're stuck in a timeshare, give us a call. Let our family help your family.
Call Wesley now for your free timeshare exit kit. 800-549-8866. 800-549-8866. 800-549-8866.
We're in the bottom 10 states for creating jobs and for entrepreneurial activity.
Is Representative Tom Tiffany right? Does Wisconsin rank among the bottom 10 states in job creation and entrepreneurship? Yes, although not in every business climate ranking. National Business Capital, a business lender, ranked Wisconsin 42nd for starting a business. Will Simplify LLC, a publication serving startups, ranked it 43rd. But Wallet Hub and U.S. News ranked Wisconsin's business climate in the mid-30s. And CNBC and a poll of CEOs both ranked it 21st. From 2018 to 2025, Wisconsin added 63,300 jobs, ranking 40th nationally, according to the Federal Reserve Bank of Philadelphia. I'm Trisha Young for Wisconsin Watch. Fact briefs are bite-sized fact checks of trending claims produced by Wisconsin Watch and GigaFact. Read more at wisconsinwatch.org.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Learn more at underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. If you're looking for honest talk, real stories, and straight-up news that matters to you, tune in to The Rick Smith Show. We're digging into the issues that affect your job, your family, your future. Join me weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network because your voice deserves to be heard. That's The Rick Smith Show, heard weeknights at 9 right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Hey, if you're a homeowner, you need to listen to this. In today's AI and cyber world, scammers are stealing home titles and your equity is their target. Here's how it works. Criminals forge your signature on one document, use a fake notary stamp, pay a small fee with your county, and bang, just like that, your home title has been transferred out of your name. They then take out loans using your equity or even sell your home, and you won't even know it's happened until you get a collection or foreclosure notice. So when's the last time you checked on your home's title? If your answer is never, you need to do something about that right now. That's why I partner with Home Title Lock, so you can find out today if you're already a victim. Just go to HomeTitleLock.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, and you get a free title history report, a free trial, their $1 million triple lock protection. That's 24/7 monitoring of your title, urgent alerts to any changes, and if fraud does happen, they'll spend up to $1 million to fix it. Find out why I trust Home Title Lock. Protect yourself the way Louise and I did. Go to HomeTitleLock.com/Tom. That's HomeTitleLock.com/THOM. Welcome back. 53 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here. Charles in Miami, Florida. Hey, Charles, what's on your mind today?
Hey, how you doing, Tom?
Good. What's up?
Good to talk to you. I love your show. I listen to you every day.
I'm having a hard time hearing you, Charles. I need you to get your mouth right next to the microphone.
Okay. I've been listening to this show, and, we've been conversing since about 2003. And the thing is, to me, every time I turn around and you tell me about what I'm hearing about Trump not obeying the courts, Trump tearing down the White House, also with this thing now that you're saying today about, his son getting the $2 billion. I mean, everything to me is a crime.
And yeah.
The Vatican is like this. he's not doing it by himself, or him and the Republican Party are not doing it alone.
Yep.
The Democrats have just laid down. I mean, we got to address this because there are laws that be broken, that's been broken, and people need to go to jail.
Mm-hmm.
We need to have hearings.
I'm with you, Charles. I agree.
I mean, look, but then, I mean, there has to be an outcry because, like, when is enough enough? Because I just looked at Pete D'Souza the other day, and I saw Pete D'Souza with his pictures, and it's just as simple as this in my mind. He tore down the East Wing because Obama had a lot of history.
Yeah.
And if he could sit down the rest of the White House, I mean, because this is a racist country. I'm sorry to say, nothing has changed.
Yeah.
To me, to be honest with you, people may feel like they have lost their birthright of being slave, you know, these descendants of these slave owners, you know, and having it the way that, you know, taking us back to Jim Crow, or even before Jim Crow, you know, I just, like, when is enough going to be enough of them? And they don't even mind if, you know, the...
Like, yeah, they want the whole thing, Charles. They and I'm still having trouble hearing you, so I'm going to move along. But they want the whole thing, and you're right. It is a crime, and the Democrats need to be acting like it's a crime. Charles, thanks for the call. Linda in Chicago. Hey, Linda, what's up?
Hi, Tom. I wanted to just tell you, my daughter is a teacher. I will not say where, but... received some information from, like, the, I don't know if it was the union or whatever, that Trump, they have a system, I'm sure, that they can track phones, and I think that's common knowledge, and that Trump is ordering them to use it at these rallies to try to track teachers and government workers.
Yeah, not the rallies, but the protests against ICE. Well, maybe the rallies,
yeah,
too.
Well, the protests, like the King's thing. And he is doing this, and I'm sure it's an illegal use of it.
Yeah, they're doing it without warrants. I believe it's illegal. Right. I agree.
Yes, but when has that ever stopped him?
Exactly.
But they have suggested that if you go to one, to try to leave your phone at home, and if not, turn it off and put it on airplane mode.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to alert people of that because... I would never have thought of that. I'm pretty smart, but I would never have thought of that. But to protect people, and that's how crazy our country is. I also want to just comment that I think the Mills woman is a great person, but I'm 75, and she's just too old. And when is the Democrat Party going to start realizing? I was heartbroken about David Hogg kind of being ousted.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's got a good mind. He's got a good heart. And he has good intentions. And I think we need to turn to the young people.
I agree.
They know how to do it.
I agree.
Just saw that MSNBC, the average age of the person watching it is 70.
Yeah.
We've got to touch.
That's true right across the board of cable news, by the way. And most of your legacy television, you know, is boomers, basically. Young people are going to other media. Linda, I got to run, but thank you. Spot on. Well said. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Quince has the kind of fall staples you'll actually want to wear on repeat, like 100% Mongolian cashmere from just $60, classic fit denim, and real leather and wool outerwear that looks sharp and holds up. By partnering directly with ethical factories and top artisans, Quince cuts out the middlemen to deliver premium quality at half the cost of similar brands. I have several sweaters from Quince, and I love them. I find them affordable and fashionable. They're part of my go-to wardrobe and have held up super well. And Quince has really become a go-to across the board. Louise has been checking out their bedding and travel accessories. Layer up this fall with pieces that feel as good as they look. Go to quince.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. Now available in Canada, too. That's quince.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, free shipping and 365-day returns. Quince.
Matt Nair on air.
Attorney General Pam Bondi said that they had arrested the girlfriend of the head of Antifa. Troy from Mount Horeb is on the line. Good morning, Troy. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning. I am the head of Antifa.
You are?
Yes, and I think my wife turned in my girlfriend. So,
you're in trouble now, Troy.
Matt and Air on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
What's going on with Earl Ingram?
The No Kings rallies across this nation, they reminded me of, it was an organization called the Tea Party. Senior citizens were a part of the Tea Party. And there are a lot of senior citizens involved in the No Kings rallies.
Listen to the Civic Media exclusive podcast, What's Going On with Earl Ingram. Find the podcast on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The government shutdown dragging into a fifth week, and it could impact millions who rely on federal food assistance like SNAP. Funding runs out in just a matter of days. More than two dozen Democratic-led states are now suing the Trump administration after the USDA says it cannot use emergency funds to cover SNAP in this shutdown. The Federal Reserve Board expected to cut interest rates for the second time. It could bring some relief to Americans. ABC's Alexis Christophorus has more.
One interest rate cut now won't make a big change, but over the course of months, it could really start to impact consumers. So what we could see is borrowing costs will go down a little bit for consumers and also for businesses. So you're looking at things like mortgage rates, which, by the way, are now at their lowest level in about a year.
The Fed board releases its decision in the next hour. Jamaica officials say they have no reports of deaths after Hurricane Melissa hit the West Coast yesterday, but there is widespread devastation on the island. Melissa slammed Cuba overnight and is raking the Bahamas today. This is ABC News.